Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I love to listen to that music. You are so blessed to know Jesus Christ. I hope you understand that. And we're so blessed to have you join us today on the program. Oh, it's wonderful to know that even with one more week before Christmas, we have peace and we have joy and we have His righteousness in everything we do.
Yes,
oh,
that's right.
Praise the Lord. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello.
windy day here in Denver, but oh, so beautiful.
You
went out shopping
last night. I don't think I've experienced going out at, I was probably 7:30 or 8 o'clock, and it was still 63 degrees on December 17th in Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
I don't think in all the years that I have lived in Colorado that I've experienced such warm weather. And then it started raining.
Raining. I know.
It was wonderful. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It cooled off really fast.
And then the wind. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I wondered if my new roof was just going to lift up.
Oh, no.
No,
we're
like
safe.
Dorothy.
We're
Her
safe.
Whole house gone.
But it was just beautiful to walk in that rain and to enjoy a very different weather pattern for Colorado.
Mm-hmm. It truly is. I can see God collapsing the time and multiplying the anointing. Mm. And the last days, you know, are going to be characterized by frequency of events and intensity of things going on. And that includes the weather as well. So we know that Jesus is right at the door. Oh, He's right at the threshold of coming to take you home. Isn't that wonderful? The blessing of prayer is knowing God is listening and upholding every promise He's made to you. You have asked God for certain things. He's promised that according to His will. And I love that scripture in 1 John 5:14-15. When you're confident in God, you're going to do His will. And this has everything to do with that. This is the confidence I have before Him, that if I ask anything and that's according to His will, He hears me. And if I know that He hears me, I know that I have those things that I have asked of Him. So when we get into that wonderful, a heavenly routine with God. I don't want to call it a routine, but it's just such a blessing to know that you are in that same flow with God. You're in the same channel with God, on the same page with God, and you're not floating around or up and down and taking on so many different distractions and things in this world that we don't need. And just getting close to Him. Oh, Kimberly, that's such a blessing. It really is.
It is. Mm. And that's what we're called to. That is what this life is all about.
Yes, amen.
Is to be His perfect partner.
His perfect
partner.
And so
your memory verse for this week has everything to do with that.
That's right. And it was in the slate that I spoke in at 1 o'clock that Jesus is knocking at your door. And it's you who will open it up. And it says that in Revelation 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him. He will eat with you and he with me. So Jesus is really excited about going in and eating with you as you open the door for Him. I wanted to say that we are mailing out power packs. And so if you like a power pack, and I'm going to have them free, they're $5 and $10 for the acrylic. So if you would like some and you'd like to give a little offering, you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on resources, or no, not resources, for the donations. Donations are right there. That little donate button is right there on the website. But if you'd like to listen to radio programs, you can do that by hitting the resource button and then going down to radio shows. But we are sending power packs out. And so if you'd like to have a power pack, see what they're like, you just call me after the program at 1-877-917-7256 or email me at barbara@freedomstreet.org. And I'll get those out to you. I don't know if maybe I can get them out before Christmas, but if not, you will have something for the new year to start out in your challenging areas and then to praise and worship God. The last cards are for worship and praise and covering yourself with the blood of Jesus. It's a wonderful little bunch of cards. So I hope you take advantage of it and call me about getting a free power pack. Before we get into the discussion, Kimberly, I got an email from Johnny, and thank you, Johnny, for emailing it to me. And some websites are a little more political than others. I don't get into the politics as much. I give out news breaks and that kind of thing. But I would just like to read this. It concerns Tina Peters, and it's a song. It's really well written, and it starts, "In Colorado, small town lights, a clerk stood up for what he felt right. They said, trust the bill, trust the plan, but doubt was heavy in her hands." Now, this trust the bill, trust the plan, those were the Dominion voting machines that are used for voting. And that's why President Trump wants to go to paper again, because those voting machines aren't all right. They are not calibrated right. They are, a lot can happen in those. And so this is what Tina Peters saw, these big machines coming in her little town. And I believe that the things that were planned in the dark are going to be open to the light one of these days, one of these days. So Gina Griswold said, "It's the gold standard, but questions didn't disappear." Tina said, "I need the truth. Now 9 long years is what we hear. She shouldn't turn her conscience off, wouldn't cross that line. So tell the world outside this state why Tina got the time. 9 years too long for asking why. 9 years while others walk on by. She's nonviolent, 5-star mom. Still, they said, we'll make an example of one. Tell me why the others went free. 9 years only fell on her." 9 years too long. Set Tina free. Who said turn the camera down? Who was really running that town? 2 men left without a charge, but Tina paid the price so hard. And one of these names is mentioned. I'm not going to mention him. His name still floats around. Questions echo, no clear sound. Feels like justice picked a lane, and Tina bore the blame. 9 years too long for standing strong. 9 years for saying something's wrong. If fairness is the law we trust, why does mercy turn to dust? Outside Colorado, hear our plea. This story matters nationally. 9 years too long, set Tina free. This don't feel right. Now President Trump is calling it out. DOJ questions. Heavy doubt. A pardon spoken. Hope in the air. Christmas mercy hanging there. Governor Polis, hear this song. History will say what side you're on. If compassion could change that case, why not here? Why not grace? 9 years too long. The world can see justice needs humanity. If laws can bend for what is right, let mercy win this Christmas night. Governor Polis, do what's right. America's watching what you'll do. 9 years too long. Set Tina free. Thank you, Johnny, for sending that email. It's a very serious topic. It's very well done, and I appreciate all that the composer has done here. So.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and just circle right back to Jesus standing at the door and knocking.
Okay, good.
Because these are the issues in our world that we would be tempted to be angry. I'm tempted to be angry and to really jump on some bandwagon to make sure that justice is seen for her, because I grieve that her life has been compromised, her life with her family,
yes,
and
her,
it,
family.
Her home. And so that's very, very sad. And at the same time, I recognize that my feelings can be a real distraction for the whole story, the epic story that's being written. And when God sent Jesus to this earth, he sent him to show us how to live life for the will of the Father. And if we are constantly asking that the Lord's will be done, then we are forsaking even our right to be angry. We're letting that go to let God be the one that brings the justice, to let God be the one who brings the miracles. And when it says in Revelation 3:20 that, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock," that's Jesus speaking there. And in Song of Songs, it's also known as Song of Solomon in our Bibles. I love chapter 5 in verse 2. Let me read it from the New American Standard. It says, "I was asleep, but my heart was awake." This is the bride talking. "I was asleep, but my heart was awake. A voice, my beloved, was knocking and saying, 'Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is drenched with dew, my locks with the damp of the night.'" And when we talk about the dark night, Tina Peters is obviously walking through a dark night. That's hard to walk through something like that. And many of us can be really upset by what is happening. And we are, and rightfully so. And this is the very thing that Jesus is entering into, the darkness of our lives. He says that his head is drenched with dew, my locks with the damp of the night. And there's another way to translate that. It doesn't have to just be the dew. It can be tears. It can be the tears of the night that his hair is drenched with, or the sweat, the drops of sweat from the night. And when you think of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was perspiring. He was sweating. Yes. And then that sweat turned into drops of blood. He was sweating so profusely. And when we think of Jesus as being spent, fully spent, like pouring himself out so that he could show us how to let Father God have his way, how to let him write the story. He is the author. And it reminds me of when I had some blood drawn a number of years ago, and they saw some markers in my blood that were very alarming. The assumption was that I had cancer and that it was strong enough that it was just all in my bloodstream. And I wrestled with that for a few days. It can bring panic.
I'm sure it can, especially since your father, your earthly father, died of cancer.
Right.
And you might say, "Whoa, am I a carrier?" Mm. I mean, the enemy can get in there quickly.
Absolutely.
If you don't have scripture. Yes.
Absolutely. And so I didn't do anything about it, even though the alarm was being rung by the people who saw the results of my blood draw. And they were saying, "No, you really need to get to a doctor right away. You really should just go straight to the hospital. You really should," you know, and so all the shoulds were coming up. But I didn't want to follow the world's advice. I really wanted to hear what Jesus had to say about this. I wanted to hear what Father God had to say about this. And it did take about 3 days, and 3 days can feel like an eternity when you are praying with something, praying over something, when you're praying over a loved one in your household, when you're praying over a situation that you've just found out about that feels scary like that, it can feel like an eternity.
Sure.
And at the end of the 3 days, and I don't know why it took 3 days, but I'm thankful that it did. I really did hear, and for me, the Lord speaks to me. It's more visual, but it was so solid. It was such a solid understanding that he was saying to me, "That's my blood in your veins. And no one can measure my blood."
That's right.
"No one knows how to evaluate my blood." Mm-hmm. "It's my blood I put in your veins." And I felt like he was telling me, "It's my story I'm writing with you."
Mm-hmm.
"It's my story in your blood and in your bloodline. It's
yes.
my story."
As now, good as these technicians are, mm-hmm. it's not their story.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to, Kimberly, we've got to make that decision that you made. "No, Lord, my body is yours. In you I live and move and have my being. I'm going to listen to you."
Yes. Yeah. That is harder than we just said it here, yeah, you know, but it's hard when you are in the middle of wrestling with an issue, with a circumstance, with a situation, with a health problem, with a broken relationship. When you're in the middle of wrestling with that, it is hard to come to the faith, the trust, the hope, and the conclusion that God is the one writing this story, and he will be the one who brings something good out of it. Yes. So it ended up being very peaceful for me to lay down those papers, the results of that blood test, and say, no, I am not going to be in stress about this. I'm going to trust that if God, here's what's interesting. If God is allowing cancer to be in my body, he also knows that it has to share space with him, because my body is his temple. I am the temple of the Lord. Mm-hmm. I am his sanctuary. And each one of you listening, you could say the same thing. This is the body that he has created to dwell in. You know, when you touch your body and your shoulder and you give yourself a hug, this is the body that he has chosen to dwell in. Mm-hmm. And you can come alongside him and say, yeah, that's what I want.
That's right.
I want you to dwell in this body.
Yes.
And so if he has written a story where cancer is now in this body with me, I started laughing. I have to admit, I started laughing, and I just went, oh, well, I don't think that's going to work out very good for the cancer.
That's right.
How will it stand in your presence?
Yes.
How will it survive in your light and your goodness? I don't think it can. Mm-hmm. So it gives great hope when you release that story to the one who's writing it, to the one who is all powerful, all knowing, who knows how to redeem and restore. And that's what he does. He's in that business, you know. So, so when we come to that conclusion and we end up saying, oh, all right, this is your story. Mm-hmm. Okay, Tina Peters' story is your story. We can't wait to see what you're going to do with it.
That's right.
We can't wait to see how you will bring justice. You're the one standing at the door and knocking, and you're the one who poured yourself out and spent yourself in the dark night. I want to read from the Message translation, Song of Songs 5, verse 2, says, I was sound asleep, but in my dreams, I was wide awake. Oh, listen, it's the sound of my lover knocking, calling. This is Jesus knocking. It's Jesus calling. Let me in, dear companion, my dearest friend, my dove, my consummate lover. I am soaked with the dampness of the night and drenched with dew, shivering and cold. So here's the Lord saying that I am experiencing the dark. I'm experiencing the cold. I have paid the price so that you don't have to. Now just let me in.
Yes.
And so those are the circumstances, like me wrestling for 3 days with that news. Those are the circumstances where I can say, oh, wait, I can just let God in on this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't fall on my shoulders to figure out what to do or to take the responsibility for it. It's his. Now, let him in. He's standing there knocking. Let him in and let him speak what he wants to speak to that situation.
That's right. It's always good to listen to Holy Spirit, and he usually brings something like laughter or praise or worship of God.
Absolutely.
And Kimberly, it's so important that we turn that fear, we bury that fear, we bury that fear.
Mm.
Fear, doubt, and unbelief are the three, the trio of the evil. And when you put those under the blood of Jesus and begin to praise and, like Kimberly said, laugh, worship God, things are going to happen. They truly are going to happen.
That's right.
It's like when I was looking at the Revelation 4 and 5 that
right.
we were supposed to go to, that we are going to go to, and we are going to it right now.
Yes.
All I saw, Kimberly, were verses of worship.
Worship, worship.
Oh, holy, holy, holy
yes.
is the Lord God the Almighty, who was and is to come. And we see then the 11th verse of chapter 4 of Revelation. You are worthy, O Lord. Everything's worthy. Holy, holy, holy. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and for thy pleasure, all of his creation were created. And that includes you, my friend. You that are listening, that includes you. And so we say, oh, you are worthy, O Lord God, to receive glory and honor and power. And worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord. Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Yeah, and part of that worship, there are these elders that are sitting on thrones. They've got crowns of gold on their heads. Mm-hmm. And they end up falling on their faces and their crowns, putting their crowns before the throne on this glassy sea.
Yes.
And I love even that term, the glassy sea people. Are the sea. The mm-hmm. sea refers to people in the original Hebrew.
Yes, and glassy means purity. It means this sea is pure. This is like pure gold. Pure gold is translucent. So these people are pure.
Yes.
This sea of people are pure people.
So glassy, yes, also means that there's no ripples in it. So we're no longer fighting.
That's
we're
right.
no longer disturbed.
Oh,
we are at
God.
Peace. We're at rest. Yes. Oh. So there's a lot that you can pull out of that mm-hmm. that's not at all scary.
No.
It's just a beautiful revelation of who Christ is in the middle of your circumstances that might seem scary at first.
Mm-hmm.
But when you pull him in and you let him in after he's been knocking and you let him say what he wants to do in your temple, in your sanctuary, then he will make all things beautiful in his time.
That's right. Well, after Revelation 4:11, we read in Revelation 5, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to break its seals? And no one in heaven, this could be a very big sob story, and no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. Then I began weeping. This is John. Oh, greatly weeping because no one was found worthy to open the scroll to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, stop weeping. Behold, ah, here it is, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to be able to open the scroll and its seven seals. Now, a lot of people look at the scrolls, they look at the seals, they look at the bowls, they look at all of this stuff. I want to focus on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I want to focus on that lamb that was slain and that lamb of God that now is the lamb, the conquering lamb, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And so he says, they sang a new song, worthy, and this is verse 9 of Revelation 5, worthy are you to take the scroll and to break its seals, for you were slaughtered, you were purchased people, and you purchased people for God with your blood from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You have made them into a kingdom of priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
That's
oh,
the
I
scroll.
Like that.
Yeah, that's the story that was opened, that he opened up the people and formed them into a kingdom of priests that will choose to serve God. Choose. And when we realize the big story, the epic story that's going on here, that we are being prepared to be his perfect partner for all of eternity, mm-hmm. then we're unafraid of the things that we come across, are the situations and circumstances in this life. We're unafraid.
That's
and
right.
we're able to say worthy. It's worth it. Every time I hear that word worthy, I think you're worth it. That's how I say it. Yeah. So when I say worthy are you, Jesus, you're worth it, Jesus. You are worth it to walk through this. And that is how we form praises and bring those praises to him. That's how we encourage ourselves in the Lord, knowing that he has a story that saves our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the enemy intends to harm us, God's intentions are so much greater.
Yes.
And his storyline that he's writing, those intentions are for the saving of many lives. You can read about that in Genesis 50, verse 20. And it's when Joseph was talking to his brothers. But it's a prophetic word for all of us that when the enemy is trying to do harm to us, we can know that God's intentions override his every time.
That's right. When Satan comes in, I like this version. When Satan comes comes in, comma. And I know in the Hebrew you say there are no commas or anything. So I'm just going to say that. When Satan comes in, like a flood, the Lord lifts up a standard against him. So you have that confidence, my friend, listening today, that when Satan tries to overwhelm you with thoughts that are just degrading to you, you will know that God is there for you. He's there for you. He's holding you in his arms. Oh, open that door to Jesus, and he will allow you to come in and worship him. That's what we got to do. Even when the things look dull and dim and impossible,
and dark.
Realize
that Jesus has spent himself in that darkness for us.
Yes.
So that we can worship and praise and just say thank you. Jesus does say, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Well, what is that rest to us if we're full of anxiety about a report that we've received?
That's right. Yes.
We have got to learn to give Jesus full authority to write that story and redeem and restore and renew. Be willing to walk through it and walk through with praise, because it's going to end up being better than what you ever thought it could be.
Oh, amen. Well, if you'd like to give a donation to Call to Freedom during the month of December, that will result in joy and peace for those who are listening and who are lonely. You will be giving a donation for those people. Also, in the process, you will be receiving a 2026 calendar, motivational calendar. It's a wonderful thing. So remember that. God bless you. Only one more week. Be peaceful. Be joyful. In Jesus' name, we love you. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.